The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's August the 16th, and our one guest today happens to be my neighbor and also a friend of mine, and Greg Judy. Sustainable Ranching is the title of what we're talking about. Yes. And Greg, you were on here, what was it, a couple of years ago?
Yeah,
on Radio Friends?
Yep.
And we had so many views on the internet with your interview.
Yes.
I was amazed, and the comments that we got from people, how interested they were in what you were talking about. Now, when we say sustainable ranching, you call yourself a grass farmer.
Correct.
But you raise cattle.
Yes.
You raise sheep.
Yes.
You raise hogs.
Yes.
You nurture birds in the area.
Yes. We're very wildlife friendly.
Yeah. How do you describe sustainable ranching?
What we're trying to do is ranch in sync with nature. You know, we look at our farm as a spider web, and the more species of animals that we can have on our farm, including wildlife, it makes your farm stronger. And so, you know, for a fly program on our farm, we use tree swallows. So we've encouraged the tree swallows to come onto our farm. They eat the flies off the cows.
You told me 450 birdhouses.
Yes.
That you have put up. And if I remember correctly, it was about two or three years ago, you started putting up those birdhouses.
Yes.
And we couldn't figure out what the birdhouses were for. And said, it's got to be something to do with the cattle.
That's right.
So
that's
you're
right.
Inviting the birds to come on to your ranch.
Yes.
To eat the flies off the cattle. So you're not using any chemicals there
none,
at all.
None.
And are they doing a good job?
They're doing a good job. You know, there's a saying, if you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. I mean, if you build a habitat for them, we have the flies for food on the cattle, and now we have the houses for them. We have water. And, you know, they just keep proliferating. We get more every year.
And you use absolutely no chemicals.
No chemicals.
Now, Greg talked me into going totally organic with my vegetable garden.
Yes.
And I've done that this year. I'm in a learning curve, and I think it's going to take a couple of years.
It does.
But you were telling me about the benefits of brewing organic tea.
Yes.
With worm casting.
Yes.
And that's what I'm doing.
Yes.
Now, I've not used any fungicides, and that organic tea is keeping the tomato plants healthy.
The problem, Paul, in our soils today is most of our soils don't have enough soil life in the soil. And so we can inoculate the soil and the plants with compost tea. And
yeah.
So if you make the tea up, spray it on your pasture or your garden, you don't need all these chemicals to keep the pests at bay.
Now, one day earlier this spring, I saw you out in one of the cow pastures, and you were spreading something.
Yes.
And I thought it was compost tea, but it looked like you had those big tin milk jugs. And I saw him the next day, and I said, oh, is that the compost tea you were putting down? And you said, no, I'm putting down milk.
Raw milk.
Why did you put raw milk on the land?
Raw milk is a microbial food. The microbes love it. It's just like giving them sugar. They just love it. And they start repopulating, and you get more microbes in the soil. And so you get this explosion of growth. It also makes your soil softer. And anytime you have your soil softer, it catches more rain, more earthworms, better forage. Our cattle do better. We like to get the Brix up in our grasses. The Brix is a sugar content. So the higher you can raise your Brix, the fatter your cattle get.
So people listening to us today, you're not telling them to go and pour pasteurized milk
no,
in their garden.
No, it's got to be raw milk.
So if you put raw milk
yes,
in the garden.
2 gallons. Well, on an acre basis, you only need to put down 2 gallons per acre.
And how soon will you see results?
You'll see results in about 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks.
And the plants will, yep. Now if you put pasteurized milk, it's not going to be the same.
No, you've killed it. You've killed all the good stuff in it.
Yeah. And that's what you're doing with everything natural. You don't even own a tractor.
We don't own a tractor. No, we're very fossil fuel independent. We feel like fossil fuel is an expense. Most of our food today we see in our supermarkets got a lot of fossil fuel behind it. And I think we need more local food production, and that's why we raise grass-fed beef, grass-fed lamb, pastured hogs, and we're trying to sell that meat local so we don't have that fossil fuel bill behind it, getting it to the consumer. Our mob of cattle do it all, as you'll see from the pictures in a little bit.
Okay, oh, that's right. We've got some pictures. So if you're listening to us on the radio and you're interested in this, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and you can look at the pictures. But let's go to the first one and describe them, Greg.
Yeah, these are our red-hided cattle. They're called the South Pole. These cattle were raised on grass from the time of conception. Uh-huh. They've never had a bite of grain.
Okay, and then you've got all the sheep.
Yes, the sheep are these are hair sheep. They're strictly raised for meat production. We raise them on grass. They winter, no hay, very, very low input sheep.
Yeah. Now, here's
the tree swallows.
The birdhouses.
The birdhouses.
450 birdhouses all around.
One tree swallow, Paul, in one day can eat 8,000 flies.
No.
Yes.
One
swallow in one day can eat 8,000 flies. So if you have a nesting pair, that's 16,000 flies a day.
Wow.
Yeah, they just go at it like crazy.
And now here, this is a beautiful view of all the cattle in the
Yeah, that's pasture. What we do. We mob graze. So the cattle are in a tight area. They're moved every day, twice a day. Clean water. You shouldn't make your cattle drink dirty water. We have very clean water.
And when you talk about mob grazing, you have...
They're all mobbed together.
60, 70 head of cattle.
240 on an acre and a half.
On an acre and a half.
For 12 hours.
And then they're moved.
Acre and a half.
And you should see those cattle drives coming by.
Well, look at the condition on those cattle.
Yeah. They're happy as can be.
They're fat.
Yeah, and they're happy.
Yeah, very happy.
Now, here's the birds on the...
Yeah, that's the tree swallows. You can see them setting on that power line there. We estimated around 400 to 500 in one group now.
Yeah.
On our farm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's Greg with his... cattle out in the field, beautiful green grass.
There's just nothing better than that, Paul.
No,
there's nothing
better.
You're
living your dream.
I am. It's my passion.
Yeah.
And if it's your passion, you're doing it every day, it's a great, great place to be.
Okay, to people listening, and of course they're not going to be on the scale that you are with raising a garden, but what's the most important thing we need to think about with our garden and our land?
We need to take care of the soil. It all starts in the soil. Healthy soil grows healthy plants grow healthy animals, healthy humans.
Okay. Your website, if people want more information?
Our website is greenpasturesfarm.net.
www.greenpasturesfarm.net. And you have, once a year, you have a big...
grazing school at the farm.
Yeah.
Yep. In May, yep.
In May. And people, this past summer, you brought... person here from Africa.
Yes.
South Africa.
Yes.
Greg, Judy, thank you
nice.
So much for
thank
coming
you,
by. I'm glad we're neighbors there.
I am too.
We're out of time for today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Acres, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Monser. Thanks for listening.